So if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalms 19 and 14. Psalm 19 and 14. Psalm 19 and 14. When you find it, say amen. Amen. If you'd like to stand, you can. If you want to stay, amen, seated, that's understandable, amen, because but we know God is able, amen. Psalm 19 and 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Turn over to Philippians chapter 4. Beginning at verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. Are we there yet? Way over in the back, Khalil. There you go. New Testament. Yeah, you're at Genesis. There you go. Help him out, Mercedes. Be careful for nothing. This is chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, that's awesome. Look at verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I want to talk about today. Amen. If y'all would just give me a few minutes. Amen. Just give me a few minutes. I want to talk about the best way. The best way to start your day. The best way to start your day. I believe there is a recipe, amen, in starting your day the correct way. Amen. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. So that meant that even though David made some mistakes in life, even though David had some shortcomings in life, that God still honored, respect, and loved who David was. Is there anybody in here that's ever made a mistake? Amen. I'm going to put both hands because I'm sure that I made some mistakes in life. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. Those of us that mess up all the time, we love to use that scripture because that validates us doing what we do. Amen. But it is the truth. Amen. As I tell you all the time, God has some baby kids. What does that mean? Some of us are bad. Some of us do things that we should not do. David did some things that he shouldn't do, but David had a repenting heart. When David messed up, he went to God and said, God, I'm sorry. And most of the time, David never repeated those same mistakes. Amen? So, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, my brothers and sisters, but We need to be mindful, amen, that there is, amen, a way for us to do better and be better. And we do that in a spiritual sense. Pastor Pruitt taught us in three nights that you can't make yourself better. And most of us are trying to get better by our own mindset. Most of us are trying to get better by reading self-help books and all that good stuff. Amen? You know, all these folks, everybody wants to write a book now. Everybody in church wants to write a book. Oh, I have a book coming out. My book, my book, my book. I don't have to read a book because he already gave me a book. You want to put your own twist on the gospel and just read the gospel and share the gospel. All these self-promoting people out here, my book, my next book. And please, sit down somewhere and figure out what thus says the Lord. Amen? Look at what David said. He said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's what Psalm 19 and 14 says. So what David actually said here, Brother Elias, he said, let the words of my mouth, let the things that I say, This is a prayer. Does that sound like some of y'all's prayers? Hmm. Wait, y'all sure? Because some of us only pray when we broke. Some of us only pray when he didn't come home last night. Some of us only pray when she acting a little different. Some of us only pray when the kids cuss you out. No. Yeah. Some of us only pray when we lose a loved one. Some of us only pray, amen, when these physical things happen, when they come, they go. One time we had a pastor said, do you know they're going to take my car? The preacher, do you know you have to pay your car note every month? They don't just take cars for nothing. But then you want to pray, want the whole church to pray. Brother, what, praying about your car note, you knew. 3 months, you know what? They're going to pick that car up in 3 months. If that, most of these little old places, and some of these places now, you go buy them little cars at them little old shops, you know, them little places that tote the note for you. Let me tell you something about them little places. You better pay for them because they got them chips in them now. You think this old raggedy car don't know? They just shut it down on you. And GPS is hooked up to it and they know right where to pick it up. Your car ain't tow up. You just didn't pay your bill. A lot of us wait to pray when it's all over with, you know. But look, I believe that David started his day like this. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. So he's saying, wait a minute, let the things that I say and also my thoughts. Do you know that the Almighty God knows what we are thinking right here, right now? Ooh-wee. Some of y'all said, Lord, please, I hope he can't see it. Because some of us are good on the outside. Some of us can, boy, we can dress up. Look, brother, he looks so nice today. Boy, you get that man. Good Lord. Pastor, you know, I'm up here preaching. But he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. He said, look here, Lord, be acceptable in thy sight. David knew that he had some flaws. Amen? But he started his day off right by praying. How many of us pray in the morning? Amen. I hope you're honest. So some of us, we just do at night. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. Amen. God bless mama. God bless daddy. Amen. Before we go to bed. After the whole day, you done went through hell and high water all day long. You've been dealing with crazy people, haters. You've been dealing with demonic forces coming up on you. Amen. But you want to pray at the end of the day. All you want to do is watch over while you sleep. What? It don't make sense to me. You ain't doing nothing. Watch over me while I'm in the bed. I mean, unless he going to kill you or something. And I'm not dogging out praying at night, but we need to start our day off the right way if we are spiritual people. How many of y'all are met by flesh, by drama, by mean folks, first thing every morning? And the first thing we'll say is, I ain't got time for that. I hadn't had my cup of coffee yet. We put more faith in a cup of coffee than we do an Almighty God. We got to start our day off in the right way. And look what David said. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. David didn't say, I'm my strength. David didn't say, he said, O Lord, my strength. Don't you know where your strength cometh from? All of your strength comes from God. You know all that goodness and all that good in you? You know that's God. Because in man, there's nothing good. So you got God in you and you don't even know it. Some of y'all ran into my, I'm just mean. That's just how I am. If you just mean, you're going to be mean all the time. So, and I'm gonna flip this thing. Y'all stay with me, okay? Because I'm in the Old Testament and the New. My strength and my Redeemer. What does Redeemer mean? He's somebody who's paid the cost. So when some of y'all are at Applebee's and pastor come in and then when I leave, I pay your ticket. Pay your way. Now, if you got drinks on the table, I'm not paying for your martinis. I'm not paying for your crown and cokes. I'm not paying for your daiquiris and what else y'all drink. Long, woo! Don't say Long Island. Don't do that. Well, I have some flashbacks, Deke. Woo, y'all, boy. I've been to Long Island a couple of times myself. Iced tea, that ain't iced tea. Hey, man, that's why I had to get on the floor when I preach, y'all, because I've been where some of y'all are, and I've been where some of y'all been. Amen? All right. And I hope y'all going where I'm going. Amen? Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So he's already paid the cost, right? So what David is doing, he's giving God permission to take over who he is. He says, let the words of my mouth, what I say, the meditation of my heart, and my brothers and sisters, what's in your mind? You know that affects everything. The other night, they had an alumni game in Roxton. Me and Candy did not have a fight, and she hit me in my eye. That's got these little scratches, because them look like, y'all done had them little scuffles before. Don't act like. No, y'all, they look like little fingernails. Y'all never had those? Well, I got a little mark here and two up here, and I was like, man, that looked like a little scuffle. But they hit me in my eye as soon as the game started because they're trying to put me out. Because what I'm talking about our minds, I'm going to get to that. In my mind, y'all, I preached a sermon a few years ago. Amen. I put away childish things. I remember I had the tennis shoes around my neck, and I told y'all I wasn't going to play basketball no more. I went and did it. I did, Johnny. But in my mind, I still had it. In my mind, I still had it. Let the meditation of my heart, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I had convinced myself that I could still play ball. And because it was in my mind that I could still play, guess what, y'all? I put it on them. I did miss the game-winning shot, but I was fouled. We were down by three. Man, I went up and I had to move it around. I had to double clutch it a little bit. And it went in and went out. I was 5 for 8, 3-point line. I dropped 3 from deep. I'm talking about 3-point line where Darrell is. I'm pulling up out here. Because it was in my, Ray, there you go. What'd you say? Who?
Ray Allen.
Pastor Ray Allen. Thank you very much. But in my mind, I had told myself, see, the problem with some of us is we don't tell ourselves that we are God's children. We don't tell ourselves what we can do. Now, understand, though, when you're out in the battlefield and you're a child of God, yeah, you're going to get hit. You're going to get, I got busted in the eye, but I didn't quit because in my mind, I can still play. Out of shape, I can still play. Some of you in here, you out of shape. You don't come to church. You don't read your Bible like you should. But guess what? If you would get your mind right, hallelujah, you could get somewhere. Hey, I'm sore this morning. I can barely move. But because I got it in my mind that I could do it. A lot of us don't do better because we're not talking to him, and then we're not putting it in our mind that it can be better. And we're not telling, you know, I said, Lord, protect me as I play this game tonight. Now, let me tell you, no, it's not easy. It's not easy because, see, what happens is throughout the day, throughout the ball game, did I tell y'all how I used to act when I played ball? And how I was an intimidator and I would talk noise? Well, I'm glad, you know, it's good to have other folks that's doing the same thing you're doing, that's on the same track you on. Because it was a dude in the stands that kept running his mouth. Kept on running his mouth, saying little stuff. Come on, he had his son like 19, 20 years old. He run around like a chicken with his head. I mean, he in shape, look good. You know, muscle. I'm like, man, I'm 40 years old, man. Y'all got me out here. I mean, really? But he kept on because we kind of have a history. He used to be somebody. Now he's really not anybody in the community. And, you know, he feel like maybe I might have took his little spot or whatever. But whatever. But he kept on, and he was just saying crazy stuff. And I'm like, I said, I tell you what, you keep on running your mouth, you're making it hard on your boy out here on the court. Come down, said, psh. I said, keep running your mouth, you're making it hard on your boy out here. Come back down. Psh. Keep running your mouth, you're making it harder on him. And then, y'all, guess what I did? I blocked this boy's shot. Boom. What? And then my little brother said, wait a minute, man, you're a preacher, man. Quit. You're a pastor, man. You can't be acting like that. Y'all, we get caught up. Amen? We get caught up the flesh. I'm telling y'all, the flesh for a second. What? Get some. We got to. That's right, Brother Ron. I had to remember. And then for a second there, y'all forgot that I was still in church. Amen? Am I the only one? You know, because they kept on, man. It's like, and then they started, like, guarding me like I was good. Like, wouldn't let me catch the ball and stuff. I said, man, why y'all playing me so hard? Dude, he told me to guard you like this. I said, why he take you that? I'm an old man. But I was giving it to him, Johnny. Because I'd already hooked it up in my mind that I could still play. Now, y'all, I'm so sore right now, I don't know what to do. But it's because I really wasn't prepared. I hadn't worked out. Let me tell you something. If you put God in your mind and in your heart, and you ask him to lead you every step of the way, my brothers and sisters, see, what happens is, you know, now, you know, because he blessed me, you know, he protected me. I really had a good time. And I motivated y'all to really get myself in shape now, because ain't no sense in me. I got a 4-year-old daughter. I don't want to be, you know, just looking all nasty. And I need to get in shape. No sense in me running up and down the court a few times, and then I'm sore and hurting for a week. All that comes with age, but my brothers and sisters, if you and I, amen, would exercise turning these pages in this book, in this Bible, amen, we wouldn't be so sore. Me and my brother, you know, and I thank God for my little brother, because he said, hey, man, chill out. You know, he called me Shane. I was acting like Shane, then Shan. Y'all don't know him. He said, Shane, chill out, man. You're a preacher. I said, oh, man, I forgot. My brothers and sisters, the thing about it is we a lot of times we just focus on negativity. I had a whole little cheering section. Candy's over the pep squad. I had a whole little cheering section. They were just going for me. But you know what? There were some people that was booing me too. About 2 or 3 of them. And you know what? I pay more attention to those 2 or 3 than them 15 little kids that think I'm the greatest. And if we let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable, if we're thinking on those positive things, you don't even hear the boo. You don't even respond back to the person that's talking negative about what you're doing. Amen? I'm trying to help somebody because y'all almost messed up. And I told y'all I struggled with that. Amen? How many of y'all struggle with something? All right. But there's a great way to start your day. I believe that David started his day off with a prayer. Now look at this. Philippians. Y'all know I flipped over to Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6. Amen. Paul wrote these words. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. David was talking to God when he said, let the words of my mouth, right? That's a prayer. And then Paul turns right around and says, be careful for nothing. That means don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. My brothers and sisters, if we start our day off with a prayer to God, some of the struggles that we have, some of that blowing the horn and hand motion that y'all do on your way to work in traffic, amen, you wouldn't be doing it. Amen? When you walk to work in the morning, when you walk into work and somebody says good morning, and you say, what's good about it? You know, when your husband... you wake up in the morning, your husband, you roll over, husband, baby, give him some sugar. You got to brush your teeth first. But if you pray, I ain't talking about one. I'm talking about just a, you know, just a wreck, you know. So Some people wake up with a bad attitude. Ooh-wee. Some people wake up with a bad attitude. Some people wake up. Some people ride 1 hour and 10 minutes and still got a bad attitude when their husband get out of the car. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength. When you can't do it yourself, he's your strength and your redeemer. Amen. Be careful for nothing. I'm back in the New Testament, back in Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Verse 8, and the peace of God. Anybody want some peace in your life? Which passeth all understand. That means when you're going through hell and high water, the peace of God will be with you. Hallelujah. If you start your day off right, talking to him, shall keep your hearts and minds. Look at this. Hearts and minds through Christ. Are we back? We talking about the hearts and minds. And we sang a song this morning that said, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Y'all, he does that. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? Does this make sense? And then as I hurry to my close, finally, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, wow. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Some of us are plagued with stinking thinking. Some of us, the first thing we do when we get up in the morning is we get on Facebook and see who's cussing who out on Facebook. What finally, brethren, now he said here to pray, right? Pray about everything. And in the same chapter, he comes down and said, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. My brother, it's about renewing our minds and thinking another way. I tell people on probation all the time that do this. There was a point in my life where I was diagnosed with bad thinking. I didn't make good choices. I was plagued with thinking errors. My thinking wasn't right. But I figured out how to fix it. Anybody in here, every decision you make just was a bad decision? Everything that you were going to say, it wasn't right? How many times when somebody comes up to you and they say something to you, the first mind you have is to cuss them out when they talking crazy? All right, y'all, be real. I know y'all don't want to be real. We're in the church this morning, though. This is family. This is where we're going in the family, stay in the family. So, Tony, if you got struggles or whatever, you talk to us about it. We got you covered. We going to put you on blast on Facebook. But the problem is, a lot of times we get so excited about mess and drama. Don't we? I told y'all this is simple stuff and all this stuff, but I want to help you today because sometimes we forget. I forgot for a second till my brother said, man, you pastor, chill out. Get caught up, man, it's just a ball game, man. It's just life. We ain't gonna live here forever. Why we flipping out over this life? Huh? Think about it. Plagued with thinking wrong. So what I encourage some people to do is I tell them on probation, listen, let me tell you, you mess up. Everything you say is messed up. Everything you do is messed up. I'm gonna be real with you. You can't make a good choice. So guess what I want you to do? Because these are people where the flesh is this big and the spirit is this big. Every time you're faced with a decision to make, do the exact opposite of the first thing that comes to your mind. Do y'all know how much trouble I've kept myself out of by doing the exact opposite of the first thing that comes to my mind, that came to my mind back before, amen, my spirit was as big as it is now? You can help yourself. If your wife roll her eyes at you, some of us have a first thought. Ooh, ooh. Well, wait a minute. I know I didn't see you roll your eyes at me. No. If the first thing, if he go get $20 out of the ATM that he didn't get approved by you, where that 20, what you doing going to the ATM? Who you? He may be trying to go buy you some flowers and, you know, you don't know. Wait a minute. You taking care of some woman. What, $20 don't work no more? Is that why y'all let Pastor Cheap? You ain't getting no. Woo! Okay, y'all stop. We are so geared to think wrong. Hey man, won't you? I put this on the talk about Facebook all the time, on the OC Facebook. Instead of trying to catch folks doing something wrong, won't you try to catch them doing something right? We focus on so much negative. I was so worried about these little scratches. And I looked in them and I said, oh man, they gonna be thinking, man, I got hit in my eye. And then I said, man, I got this black scar. Head, man. I hit my head on the cabinet at work, and I was so worried about, man, but it's that 80-20 thing. Y'all know we mess up. We got 80% of what we need, but we trying to go get that 20 that we don't have, and then you let go of your 80 and go get that 20. Y'all seen why did we get married? Why did I get married? People are ruining their lives because they're going after that 20%. You got 80 over here. Then you leave, and you go over here. She won't even clean up. Won't even go to work. But you won't go. Why you think you had to go to the ATM so much? She don't work. Is this too much? But I'm trying to tell you how to start your day. You better start your day out with a prayer, because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to look like a fool. And somebody puts you on blast on Facebook. It's one thing when they're lying on you, but it's something else when they're telling the truth. But my brothers and sisters, we don't want to be guilty of dogging folks out and putting folks out there. Look at it. This is what we do. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, that means right, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report, if there be any virtue, any love, and if there be any praise, think on these things. My brothers and sisters, the way we need to start our day off is in a positive way. Amen. Don't always try to find out what I'm doing wrong. Concentrate on what I'm doing right. Don't always try to catch somebody in something. Catch them doing something right. That goes for your children, for your spouse. Because right now, y'all, I'll be honest with y'all. I'm going to be real with you. Anybody that got kids? I'm a little frustrated with mine right now. Love him to death. But you know what? He's doing so much good stuff. It's hard. He's doing good stuff, but he's doing some bad stuff too. Anybody else's kids doing some good stuff and some bad stuff? You know, but part of me want to just dig in on that bad stuff. And I do. But you know what? He's doing so much good stuff. It could all be bad. Amen? So we have to concentrate on the good part. And you know what? And if you'll praise and you'll concentrate on the good part, keep on doing it. You know what? They may be like, man, you know what? It ain't even worth doing all that other stuff over there. Amen? Every day we get up, we need to pray this prayer, because we don't want to be guilty. We don't want to be the ones that are dogging people out, because we all have issues. We all have problems. Amen? Let the words of my mouth, ooh, that'll protect what you say. Well, some of us say some terrible stuff, don't we? Sometimes, you know, you can't take stuff back. You say stuff to people you can't, they don't ever forget it. You know, you got grown men still, you know, upset over, and my daddy said, you know, he just, you just make me sick. you know, little boys grew up and, you know, mamas didn't like the daddy. It's just one of them things that happen. You can't stand you nappy head self looking just like your daddy. Can't get over it because of what people say. Every last one of us in here have been affected by what somebody said. And if they had been in church and a preacher told them to start their day out with this prayer, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, some things we just wouldn't say and some things we just wouldn't do. Because we would have the right mindset, because if we sincerely ask Christ and we believe, guess what? He's going to fix it. He's going to be in your heart. He's going to be in your mind. And that's going to affect your actions. Have you ever done something? You know what? Everything that we've done, we thought it out. People say, I wasn't thinking. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Only thing that happened without you doing it is your heartbeat. That just happens. To get clogged up with mess. Breathing. You can't suffocate yourself. Try to stop breathing.
I'm going to kill myself. I ain't going to breathe.
It's just going to happen if you're healthy. But with this, my brothers and sisters, we in order for God to work on our behalf, amen, we just got to open up. You know, the song that says, I give myself away so you can use me. Some of us so stuck on self, we can't let the Lord use us. Amen? I just got a praise report. I'm done. That's all I got for y'all today. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Start focusing on some good stuff. Amen? That help anybody? I hope that helps somebody. Praise report today. I just want